Yes, hello, good morning. This is Katie and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian American, African American, white, Caucasian?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're doing okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, property insurance costs, overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety?
Overdevelopment.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first one would be Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Would you say? Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
No.
No opinion or somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashane?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Melissa Tomey?
Who?
Melissa Tomey?
Unknown.
Okay, thank you. Paul Wunderlich?
Unknown.
Okay. And Rick Ramsey?
Rick Sanchez. Unknown.
Rick Ramsey?
Unknown.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Holly Merrill Rashane, a Republican candidate, or Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomey, Holly Merrill Rashane, or Paul Wunderlich?
I guess Holly. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Okay. I don't want to think about it right now.
Okay, thank you. And as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closer to your view? Would you say I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot, or I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them.
I would probably vote for one of the Republican candidates.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rochain is doing as your county commissioner?
I'm okay. She's okay.
Okay, would you say maybe...
I'd probably vote for her.
All right. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
I would vote for Yvette Talbert, so, you know, that's it. A county commissioner.
Okay, thank you. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime, or a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
I don't care. I don't live in Tavernier County. I don't care. So,
okay.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Would you say, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes? Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better? Or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase the property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements.
I vote for them slightly.
Okay.
Improved.
Okay.
All right, don't ask me too many more questions. I got to go.
Oh.
Did you ever ask me about who I was going to vote for president?
Not for president. Not yet.
Okay, I don't care about that. I don't care about any of this other stuff. I have to go. I'm on my way out the door. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Okay,
thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.